Hey folks, Ryan here. I'm just dropping in before the start of the episode to let you know that this week we've decided to share two back-to-back Patreon-exclusive episodes into the main feed. As we are a self-supported indie podcast, we wanted to give you a little taste of what else we have to offer when you become a Patreon supporter. For as little as $5 a month, you get an extra episode every single week, plus access to our backlog of episodes. It's truly hours and hours of hilarious improv content. Not to mention that if you join today, you'll help bring us one step closer to unlocking a live Zoom show in June. That's right, if we hit our goal of earning $4,500 a month by June 1st, we're unlocking a live Zoom show that all patrons are invited to attend. Head to patreon.com/you'rethemannowdog to become a Patreon supporter and enjoy even more of what you're about to hear. Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Garibaldi, yes?
That's correct. Thank you.
Hi there. My name is, my name is Dr. Samuelson, and I'll be taking care of you today, doing your intake and everything.
Great.
Now, this is your first time with us, right?
Yeah, sorry. Does my Zoom screen need to be on? Do you need to see me?
No, not at this point. No. Whatever you're comfortable with.
I could turn it on. I just, if I'm being honest, I'm a little embarrassed. It looks like maybe you're working from home and your office is really nice. I just got to say your office is really nice.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. You know, we've all made some changes in this last time, but you know, that's the advantage of doing telehealth. I can sort of do it from home and be comfortable. And listen, I'm not judging your space, just here to sort of, get some medical history and talk to you about what you're interested in.
Is that an authentic, like T-Rex skeleton behind you, or is that a replica? I know it's not a full skeleton, but the head.
That's just a kind of a toy. I really am into dinosaurs and
really
archaeology and stuff like that. So I have one little piece, but
okay, cool. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I don't know if I pay by the hour or if I just have you for this time, but
yeah, you got me. And usually these don't take too long, but we're not trying to rush. So cool. Whatever you need.
All right. So and your name was Dr.
Samuelson.
All right, great. I set this up because my last blood work just said I had some issues with my cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm worried that if I take the cholesterol medication, it's gonna like fuck with my anti-anxiety medication. So I just want to talk that through.
Okay, so you're on multiple medications,
yeah.
And you're worried that maybe they're conflicting or not doing something with your body chemistry.
I'm going to turn my Zoom off, I think, yeah. I noticed you kind of, it looked like your eyes kind of moved around, or at least I'm looking at you, wondering if you're looking around my space. Uh-huh. I'm not a doctor. What do you want from me?
Hey, I'm not trying to judge you. I guess I did notice that you have a lot of posters, so I was checking out the posters. And I apologize. I'm not trying to invade your space. I did sort of see your poster.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell that signed by – I don't have a ton of money, but that poster is signed by the Speed 2 Cruise Control, the cast. So that's Jason Patrick.
Wow.
We couldn't get Sandy Bullock to sign it. But, you know, Jason Patrick, that's
– That's one actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, some of the other cast and some of the crew and stuff, yeah.
Okay. Well, again, I'm not trying to compete with you. My office just sort of serves a purpose for, you know, I have some things I like and some medical texts, but I just try to keep it clean. It's not fancy, and you don't need to be fancy. You know, I'm just, you're obviously talking to a new doctor, and I guess I'm wondering a little bit why you're switching.
I just did some Googling, and it seemed like some of the other SSRIs might be better with the cholesterol medication, if I'm even going to take the cholesterol medication, which I don't have to.
Okay.
I'd rather be on the stuff for my brain, because the stuff for my body, it's like hand in hand almost. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, absolutely. This is all going to be your choice. I'm just going to kind of help you guide you to the solution, you know? So that sounds great. I'm glad you know what your priorities are. The high cholesterol thing isn't really an optional thing to treat. I think it is probably pretty important that we treat it if you do have high cholesterol.
I can make it lower, though. I think if I get my mental and emotional health right, the cholesterol will follow right in line. That's kind of my hope.
Okay, well, it doesn't work like that directly, but I do know what you mean. If you're feeling better, maybe you'll exercise a little more, maybe you'll eat better, and then, you know, everything will sort of tighten itself up again.
I might turn my camera off.
And I just want to say, I know you haven't, the weight is not an issue,
yeah.
Okay? You can be healthy at any size.
Sure.
Okay, so this is not a weight issue. I'm not trying to, it looked like you got a little uncomfortable there. I wasn't trying to suggest you needed anything. Just trying to follow up on what you're saying.
Yeah, just hearing that and looking at us side to side on camera, it's like, you look like, damn, like, you know who you look like to me right now? Mm. Have you seen Ex Machina?
Yes.
You look like Oscar Isaac in that movie. You look so well cut and toned, and your beard is perfect.
Wow.
And has anyone ever told you you look like Oscar Isaac in Ex Machina?
You know, I'll say this is getting a little personal on my end. Usually these appointments aren't really about the doctor. You know, I'd love to get some information about you.
Okay.
If that's okay.
But
thank you for the compliment.
You look like Oscar Isaac from Ex Machina, and it makes me feel kind of uncomfortable in my own body. So I'm going to turn my Zoom off, and I'm going to find a shirt that is a little looser on me, because we're both wearing tight shirts, and I don't like the comparison going on here.
Okay, great. And you know what? Just for comfort's sake, why don't I turn my Zoom off as well? We'll be able to hear each other. It'll be like we're on the phone. How's that?
I think that's nice for me. And I've seen your beautiful place. I'm impressed. It worked. I've seen your great body. You got me. You look better than me. You're doing great as a doctor. Congratulations.
Sure.
Camera off.
Sure.
And we'll just go about knowing.
Well, why don't we talk about holistic care? Do you see a therapist?
Holistic care like Eastern medicine?
Well, just sort of approaching
it from all
angles.
Because I don't really need that sage and stuff like that. I'm not going to, like, burn stuff and take, like ginkgo biloba.
I guess I'm asking because I've been trying to talk about physical health most of the time, and it seems like you're a little bit more interested in the emotional or psychological type of thing. So that's something I can maybe help you with, but it wasn't what I thought we were talking about.
Okay, I'm not interested in anything. I'm just being present. That's all. I'm not interested in a single thing.
Okay, you feel like you were just caught. I'm not trying to catch you in anything. I'm just trying to hear what kind of service you would like.
I do have a therapist, by the way. We're on the outs right now. It's kind of an on again, off again situation, and we're off right now, to answer your question.
And this is a therapist, a professional. Usually those relationships don't work like that.
Well, I come and go as I please because I pay her bills. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you pay for your sessions. I assume that's not
well,
how
my insurance does. Pay. My insurance does, yeah.
Okay. And so you pay a copay.
I pay a cope, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm looking at your insurance here, and congratulations. You're not going to have to pay a copay with me today.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Are you saying that because I look poor in the Zoom situation?
I promise you, I am not trying to judge you. I think you're a little caught up in what we think of each other. I'm just one professional here trying to help a patient with the care that they're pursuing.
Here's my issue with the cameras being off now. Is someone in the room that you're kind of like pointing to and smiling and being like, this guy is a handful? Anything like that? No? That's not?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to turn my camera on real quick just so you can see I'm sitting in the exact same
turn
place
on real
and nothing
fast
has
now.
Moved in the
turn
room.
Turn on fast now so someone couldn't just run away right away.
Okay.
All right.
It seems like you have some real trust issues. Now, I really would just like to know a little bit about your medical history.
Okay.
You know, are you exercising? What's your diet like? Do you have any allergies?
I was doing great for a long time. Yes, a lot of allergies. Was doing great for a long time.
Okay, let's talk about the allergies. What are you... What we're trying to do here is get some specifics about what is going on.
Yeah.
And you just seem kind of vaguely in trouble. And so I'm just trying to nail down what it is exactly we're talking about. Why don't we start with allergies? Cats. Okay, cats. Typical feline.
Oh, yeah, felines. You're right. You're right. I'm not around other types of cats, so I wouldn't like.
It's okay. I didn't mean to correct
you. I'm sorry. Like with a tiger, would it be the same? I don't know. I'm not like one of those. I'm not a Tiger King kind of guy. I don't like capturing.
How about the next allergy?
Bullshit.
Hey, me too, my man. Me too. I like that.
I got a coffee like cup that says I'm allergic to bullshit. So.
Okay. You know what? I am going to put that one down.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not going to put it in the computer, but I'm going to write it down because I like it.
Laugh. Thank you.
Okay. So felines, bullshit. What else? Anything that like a doctor has told you you have an allergy for, you need to take Benadryl for this?
Let's see. No.
Okay, great. So just cats, feline allergies, probably pet dander, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that can be handled with a Benadryl, something just over the counter. You don't even need a prescription. I don't know if you have Benadryl or if that's a service that you are using.
I do ZQL.
ZQL.
Yeah, okay. That's the NyQuil that puts you to sleep, but it doesn't give you the NyQuil. It's not treating being sick, but it's to put you to sleep.
Right. Stuff. I don't think that's for allergies at all. I think that's just a sleeping pill.
Yeah, but if I'm itchy, I'll just call it a day. If it's too bad, I'll just call it a day because I know my day's going to be fucked anyway. So, can I cuss on here?
I love that. Absolutely. Nobody else is here watching or listening. You're not really on here. Just imagine that we're having a phone conversation.
Gotcha.
You know, you're not. This isn't a televised interview or anything.
I understand. I didn't know, you know, the record, you know, you're a professional, so.
Well, for the allergies, it sounds like you have a pretty good course of treatment. Mm-hmm. If you feel really activated, obviously get away from the cat and go to sleep. If that works for you, that's great. If not, I would recommend something like a Benadryl. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Allegra helps people.
I was going to say, yeah, what you were pitching was a pretty bad pitch because my cat sleeps in bed with me. So I can't just like get away from the cat and go to sleep.
Well, you can. You know, it's your choice to let the cat sleep in bed with you.
You haven't met this guy.
Right. I understand. All I can do is offer you the medical advice, and what you do in your personal life is not really my position.
Cool.
You know,
same with me and you. I think we'd get along. I love dinosaurs too. What's your favorite one?
I would love to focus a little bit more on the intake questions, okay. If that's okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Not because I'm in a rush, but just because I find us losing focus a lot here,
right.
And I would really like to provide a good level of care for you.
Love it.
Okay, great. So allergies, pretty good. No big deal. Any other aches or pains, anything that's making you feel uncomfortable?
Well, yeah, what I was trying to say earlier before you kind of kept redirecting to allergies because you had some obsession with that, no offense, but it was clearly a big thing for you, is I was I worked on...
I'm picking up a little hostility here, by the way, just to...
Oh, really? Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'm not hostile. Because I think I'm defensive just because right when we got on, you looked great. You had like one of those little blender protein shakes that you were kind of drinking on, which I'm always like.
But why does that make you defensive? Me looking great makes you defensive? What is wrong? That's why I ask if you. Okay, never mind. Let's stick to the nuts and bolts. Aches, pains.
Yeah. Well, problems, it's interesting sleeping, you say nuts breathing. And bolts. I was working construction for a while, and a lot of my issues have happened because I've had to go on workman's comp. I dropped a big wrench on my toe, and I broke my toe, and so I've been off work, and so I don't get a lot of my physical exercise. I'm not socializing as much as I used to. I'm not on the job. I'm just kind of going crazy in my house here with this cat.
Okay. So you kind of know what's going on. That's good. Were you wearing like a steel toe protective shoe when you dropped the wrench on your toe?
Okay, now you sound like the insurance fraud people. This isn't being recorded, right? This is private?
Well, it is being recorded for quality assurance, but it's not going to be sent to anybody or...
Who listens to the quality assurance?
Generally, nobody. Just if there's an issue or a problem later, they have it to go back to. You know, there's nobody watching just for fun, but...
Okay.
You seem like really nervous. Seem like that made you really nervous that somebody else might watch this.
Well, you know, I'm watching that Pam and Tommy show, and it's like they didn't think anyone was going to see that tape they made. You know, you don't make the tape.
Well, those are two celebrities. those are two celebrities having sex in public. This is quite different than that.
No, I know, but P, there's a lot of people that are interested in my. You see that behind me? That's an authentic Little Penny poster right there, and it's signed by Little Penny, by the puppeteer that did Little Penny.
Yeah, the Sprite commercials.
You know them, yeah.
Wow. What do you mean, well?
Well, you know.
I haven't demonstrated that I don't know anything.
No, I'm saying. Well, looks like you know a thing or two after all, doesn't it?
I know plenty of stuff here, okay? I'm a doctor.
Just when I started asking stuff, you kept redirecting to my cat allergy, which is kind of your obsession, because it seemed like you were scared to talk about yourself or your dinosaurs.
You continue to bring it up, my brother. I don't know what to say. I feel like I have to talk to you a little more person to person here, because it seems like you want to fight, and it seems like you don't want to actually get to the core of what's bothering you. Are you having an issue that you would like to talk to me about as a doctor, or are you just here to kind of fill some time?
You know what would make me feel a little more comfortable to answer your question? Let's reset. I'm going to get up and I'm going to pour myself a drink. I suggest you do the same, and it'll be more like we're hanging out together and we're not kind of, it's not hierarchical. So I'm just going to pour myself a little Jack Daniels here.
And I'm going to do some tea.
Sure. Yeah. For quality assurance, we're both having tea.
I am going to be drinking tea.
Whoever's watching. Yeah.
Bigelow lemon tea.
Huh. Schneider. Rob Schneider.
Deuce Bigelow. Yeah. That's right. He was in that film. He was.
I don't know if you see that poster back there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's a huge bitch.
Yeah,
it says it's right there. I remember that.
Deuce Bigelow and it's signed by William Forsythe, the cop with the you know what?
With the tiny penis. Well, thin penis.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, yeah,
well, based on the movie posters behind you, I'm really getting a sense of your vibe. Yeah. And I gotta say, in my younger years, I think we really would have gotten along.
I think so too. We both like the same look. You just made it happen with your body and I didn't. But we both want to look the same. I can tell that. Both love dinosaurs.
Well, thank you so much. That really is a nice compliment. And I think this reset does feel good. So rather than me leading, what is it that you are here to discuss?
Ah, we've changed the dance perchance.
And you put on an accent.
I don't recognize that, no. I just for that moment, I was kind of con accento. Well, I'm here because I'm having a bit of an issue with, again, the cholesterol. I don't want to mix the cholesterol and the anti-anxiety stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just wondering what lifestyle changes I could make to keep the cholesterol down, or do I need to totally change my anti-anxiety like stuff? That's what
Got
I'm
it.
Trying to figure
Got
out.
It. Okay, well, let me ask you some questions just about your daily habits, you know, because that'll sort of cue me in as to how to treat you. Are you exercising? No. Okay. Are you getting any sort of bodily movement?
Yeah, I'm pretty regular. I do usually like two movements a day, one right after I wake up and then one
after coffee.
Sorry,
not bowel movements. Do you move your body? Do you go for walks? Do you hike? Do you ride a bicycle?
I'm ashamed.
And it's okay.
I feel like you're judging me because you clearly do all three of those things. I'm looking at you and you're absolutely, I don't want to make this about you, but I do feel if you looked like me, I would feel more comfortable answering these questions. I'd be like, yeah, you know, it's tough to get out and walk, but you don't know. You're probably walking everywhere. You're probably running everywhere.
Well, you know, I see a lot of patients, and one of the most important things to realize is we don't all have to be the same, you know? So it's okay that we're different. I'm sure there's things that you do that I wish I could do, you know?
Yeah.
Collect posters. But we don't need to get, we don't need to get into that today. We just, you know, I said that this can take as long as it needs to, but I usually say that because it never takes more than 20 minutes.
Mm. And what are we at now? Five?
We're at about 19.
Oh, wow. And we haven't even started really the stuff that we're here for.
Well, we've tried. We've tried to start it many times. So my first recommendation to you to... Well, I appreciate your honesty. My first recommendation is to exercise. Add in some sort of...
Right.
No, just daily movement. Just move your body. I don't care what it is. It could be walking. It could be... yoga, it could be really anything, but I would recommend some sort of body movement. And if you can, ideally outdoors. The sun is really good for us. I find that if you add in some movement and a little more vitamin D, it really helps with a lot of things.
Okay. I'm writing all this down just so you know. I'd feel crazy not saying this. I think I'm this pale because of the lighting in here.
Okay.
That sun stuff, you know, I get sun. It's just I think I couldn't figure out the lighting on my Zoom, and I'm kind of front lit. Right. I'm not this pale. If we were doing this in person, I think you'd actually think I was pretty tan.
I'm not trying to judge you at all. I'm just, you told me that you don't move your body, and I'm telling you that you should move your body just a little bit in whatever way makes you comfortable. Okay. And the outside thing is just sort of my recommendation. It's not a comment on where I think you've been. Uh-huh. Sure, you do look like you live in a cave and haven't seen light in years, but that's not my judgment.
Excuse
to me, make.
Doctor.
That's not my judgment to make. I was sort of following the lead that you put down.
Okay.
Now, after we get our movement together, just a little bit to start with anything. You know, I find that once you start with something, you kind of keep moving in that direction. Maybe you'll pick up a little bit of exercise, you know, because if we're talking cholesterol, you probably want to have your body sort of humming and moving and processing things. You know what I mean?
So maybe sprints, like wake up in the morning, do a couple sprints, just two sprints, 20 meters, and that's it. And that'll get my heart going and stuff. I like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, that I'm not opposed to right. that. I think it would probably be easier to start with like a little bit of a walk around the neighborhood. You know, most people start with a walk and then up it to a jog or maybe join a gym or something like that. But I think, yeah, if you want to do a couple of sprints, did you have athletic history?
Yeah, I did a shot put in high school.
Okay.
The neighborhood walk thing, I'm just kind of stuck on that. Maybe your neighborhood would be nice. Mine's not a great walking neighborhood. These middle schoolers will kind of bully a guy that walks by, or that if you're trying to better yourself, I notice kids really take you down for that.
I'm sorry to hear that. That sounds
hard. I mean, these kids, I'm going by and these kids are like, you know, hey man, and I'm like, I don't want to be bullied, and they're like, come on, big boy. You know, and it just kind of hurts my feelings.
Is that the first thing you say? They say, hey, man, and you say, I don't want
to
be bullied?
You know, these kids are ready to... If kids are starting to talk to you, it's to bully you. They don't have anything to say. It's okay. Not going to be kids being like, hey, man, you see the fucking Speed 2 Cruise Control was showing on TNT last night.
And I don't... I mean, it probably wasn't, right? You were probably DVRing it and playing it.
Who, me? Well, yes. No, yeah, this is a hypothetical conversation.
If ever you're wondering, I'm here talking to you.
No, this is hypothetical. I don't need a DVR Speed 2 Cruise Control. I have the laser disc, so I'll just throw that on if I'm watching it.
Good, high quality.
Maybe I don't know where do you live. Do you live in El Paso?
I do. Yeah, just outside. I'm in the suburb, but
so maybe I'll run around your neighborhood. Where's your run?
No. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to disclose my real life location. I do telehealth for a reason. You know, you didn't come to the office.
Okay.
And I guess for me, we're trying to talk about your physical health and how it intersects with your mental health, right? Yeah. So that outdoor walk will help both. It'll help you take your mind off things. You seem a little bit anxious. So it'll help you take your mind off things. The sun is good for you. And also moving your body, getting your blood flowing will be very good for you. Now, what about diet? Because, you know, what we put in our bodies is a lot of what we get out of our bodies.
Sure.
How would you describe your diet?
Pretty fish-based, pretty...
Okay, that's good. Pescatarian.
Yeah, yeah. I do a fish and chips. I'll do those... What's the one? Vondekamp's?
Fish sticks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But yeah, I try to keep it to the fish-based stuff, Filet-O.
Other than fish, what do you eat? What are you eating?
Oh, like for breakfast?
Sure.
I mean, it depends. Sometimes, because, like I said, I wake up and I have my movement and my coffee, and you don't really want to have a fish with coffee. So, no, I don't eat fish for breakfast.
Sir, I'm not trying to make you weird. It seems like everything I'm saying. You twist to make personal.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm not accusing you of eating fish for breakfast. I'm just asking you what your diet is like generally, and do you eat anything besides fish? And do you eat any real fish?
Because, what do you mean?
No offense. Anything that comes out of a box and that's breaded, I don't love.
Judgment.
You know?
Judgment. We can't all start with protein shakes and Deuce Bigelow's tea gigolo, you know? I'm here.
I didn't say anything about you or judge you. I just talked about fried food from a box. I'm sorry that makes you feel personally judged. I feel like, I don't know. This is outside of my actual professional expertise, but man to man, I think it would be good for you to find a new therapist that you didn't have such an off-again, on-again relationship with, so you could process some of this
stuff.
I feel like I'm sort of double-dipping here, and I shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're totally right. I feel what you're saying there. I think we're totally jibing on that. And I think, if you wanted to do that, I would enjoy, a weekly therapy session with you. Maybe we even fold in the exercise stuff. So we go on a run and we kind of have these fun little chats that we're having, and I can kind of pay you to talk.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So it sounds like what you're describing is more of a life coach or some sort of coach.
Well,
have you ever thought about coaching or someone to help you?
Yeah, I've tried to coach before, but they say you need experience. I tried to coach the high school basketball team or the little league team, and they said you need a kid in the league, which doesn't seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'm asking if you have ever thought about having a coach. It seems like what you want is sort of a companion.
I'm not in Little League
tells
anymore.
You okay. What time do you go to bed every day?
It depends. Night. If I'm feeling Excuse the allergies, me. I'll take that Z-Quil, and that'll knock me right out 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, whenever I take it.
Okay, so no rhyme or reason. Could be afternoon, could be evening.
I listen to my body. I'd like to think I listen to my body.
You know what? Can I propose something? Can we do another reset?
Sure. Yeah, I went through my tea real fast, so let me pour another one here.
Okay, and I'll refresh my hot cup of tea as well. I just feel like it's become a little antagonistic, you know, and I don't want to be at odds. I'm really here to try to help you and provide a service, but I feel like every time we almost get somewhere, we just sort of get diverted. So what is it that I can help you with? Are you looking for a specific plan? Are you looking for a new medication? Are you looking for advice on how to provide self-care?
I honestly got really excited about this thing where we go on runs and I pay you. That was really exciting to me. And
right, but that is not a service that I participate in. I am not a coach, therapist, doctor.
Yeah.
I'm simply just a telehealth doctor. I never meet my patients in person.
Yeah. Well, you obviously don't need the money, so I can't really convince you with that, even though I just came into a little due to some insurance fraud that I committed.
You just came into a little doo-doo? What?
Oh, no. I came into a little money due to some insurance.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No.
Okay, well.
I mean, I came into a lot of doo-doo in the kitchen because this cat is overflowing his litter box.
and you keep that in the kitchen? Don't, can I make one? And I will say this is medical. Do not keep the litter box in the kitchen. Keep the litter box in the bathroom or, heck, even outside. Get a kitty door. I have a cat, and I have a kitty door for him, and he just pops right outside. He still won't go in the yard, which is what I really would like. But, you know, the litter box is out there, and I just have to remember to grab it if it rains.
What's your cat's name?
Patches.
Oh, that's nice. It's like a dog name, but for a cat. I like that. That's funny.
Okay. What about you?
What?
What's your cat's name?
Jason Patrick.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You really love Speed 2 Cruise Control, don't you?
Yeah, it's a pretty meaningful movie to me, I guess, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's rare that you see two different posters for the same movie on someone's wall.
Yeah, I just...
You got the one of the ship crashing into what looks like Catalina or whatever, and then you got one of just Jason Patrick looking intense.
Yeah, well, you know, the boat, it was... Because the first one was a bus of Speed. Mm-hmm. And so the second one, I don't know if you've seen it, but you can't tell from the poster... The boat was going too fast. They couldn't stop the boat. And so that's why it's
going right. I just described it and sort of it showed my understanding.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe you were just describing the poster but didn't know why it was that way.
I think we've all seen Speed 2.
Oh, well, I knew we would be friends. I really think we should do this run.
We're not friends. I just, we have that in common, that we were Americans at the time when that movie came out. And you know, if Sandra Bullock's in a movie, we're all going to see it.
Yes. I'll be the first in line for this one with Tatum. Is it Tatum? She's in this new movie with Tatum where she's a writer. It's a rom-com. I think it's Tatum. Yes. It's one of those guys. Yes. It's like Tatum or
Channing
Cena.
Channing Tatum. I know who you're talking about. Yes. I believe it is Channing
Tatum. I bet you know about Channing Tatum. You kind of got his body. You got like a Magic Mike Channing Tatum. Stand up. Let me see your abs. Just lift it up a little.
No, that's very nice, but I'm not going to stand up and show you my abs. That's the kind of thing right. that, were it ever to come into play, the quality control people would not be gotcha. Too happy about.
So maybe...
Sorry, I have a little bit of a burp here. Oh, excuse me. I think I drank my tea too fast and might have sucked some air down.
How the mighty have fallen.
We're not against each other.
No,
I just want to reiterate.
We're even now, I think. Because you can barely handle your tea. I'm on my third whiskey of the hour.
Okay. Well, this is interesting because our appointment was for 10 a.m. this morning. And you're on your third whiskey. What would you say your relationship to alcohol is?
Good. Really good.
You like
well,
it.
Well, I'd like to say that I got three friends I like to call on every once in a while. Jack, Jim, and Jose. And we'll have a party, and that's all the friends I need. Jack Daniels.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard, if I'm being honest. It's one of the saddest things.
Well, they're not real people, I'm saying. I'm not partying all the time with these real three guys all the time. It was Jack Daniels,
no, I know.
Jim Beam, and Jose Cuervo.
That's what was sad about it to me. I just want to shoot you straight as a medical professional. I think you've got some issues, some dependency issues, as well as, you know, just a lack of personal confidence. I think you're worth it. You know, you're worth putting in the work to take care of your health. And I think it's important. Obviously, you're partway there. You know, you're taking your SSRIs, which is surely great. You're taking your cholesterol medicine, which is good. But I think what we need is to get you to do some preventative self-care, you know, rather than throwing medicine at a problem after it's already happened. What if we actually deal with the thing that creates the issue?
Okay, wow.
What if we get you to eat something other than fish sticks and booze for breakfast? What if we got you to try yogurt?
I don't eat fish for breakfast.
You skip breakfast and you eat fish for your first meal at lunch.
Correct, but it's not a breakfast fish.
Well, there is no breakfast fish, I don't believe.
Lox.
Are there breakfast fish?
Lox, white fish.
I was wrong. I apologize.
Figured you would know about stuff like that.
I didn't mean to erase any culture with
that's
that.
Okay. I know the quality control people were happy about that.
Yes.
Look what
yes,
you said course. About me making you sad. That just hit me. I think maybe that's why I don't go out anymore is because I'm worried that my real life makes people sad. to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that tour, because it feels like.
And maybe it makes you sad. Maybe it's not just what other people think of you, but maybe it's what you think and realize about yourself, right?
I'll get sad sometimes, but it's tough to stay sad when you got
Jim, Jack, and Jose.
Jim, Jack, Jose, Jason Patrick, William Forsythe, and the rest of the cast of Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. My cat, my cat, by the way, it's practically human size. It's a Maine Coon. Have you seen those cats?
Yeah, so that's good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you have a companion.
God, me too. Well, if you're sad about my life, maybe a run and a chat.
I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Maybe take a run, you chat to someone, you'll feel a little better about it.
I am going to do that later. I am going to go for a little walk and try to shake this off, right. I think.
And are you going to walk by a Westfield shopping mall?
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that. I would just like to apologize for, I just really feel like I failed you a little bit in this meeting. I would really like to help you out, but I just don't feel like we've made much progress. Is there something that you would like to deal with directly that I can help you with?
I guess if you would be a life coach for me, I would love to know how you got where you are. I would pay you. We don't have to start in person. We can talk about this off the air so the telehealth quality control people don't say anything. But I think it would be really, I think you are who I want to be. I wanted to be a doctor. I love dinosaurs. I love looking hot and cool and beards. And you are all those things.
I'll tell you what, I really am flattered. You know, I'm really flattered that you have such a quick connection with me and that you think that I can help you so much and that you want to be like me. That's very kind, and I'm happy to be an example that you look to move toward. But I cannot personally help you in that way. All I can do is offer you advice here that you can take and implement in your life. So my first bit of advice would be to find a new therapist who you don't have an off-again, on-again sort of dating relationship
with. Okay.
My second advice would be to switch from fried fish to just fish.
To fish Fridays. Could
be sautéed. I'm really trying to help you here. And I feel like every time I go into serious tone, you kind of go the opposite way.
Well, no, I just thought that would have been a nice way to deliver that line. I don't know. Go from fried.
Well, that wasn't the line. You know, I didn't, that wasn't what I was saying. So that wasn't a line I was trying to deliver. I was trying to give you earnest, my earnest medical opinion.
So diversify a little, maybe do some dinosaur nuggets some days and some,
I did not say switch to chicken. I said don't have fried food.
Okay. Oh, the fried part's the one you don't like.
The fried thing is what I don't like. If you found a nice piece of Dover sole or, you know, some salmon or, you know, something with some good fats, and I think that would be a really good move rather than just the Vandy camps.
Well, I don't want to push back. I just want to tell you what I'm thinking, so I'm honest with you.
Okay.
I don't really like the taste of fish. I'm eating it for the fried, but I know fish is healthy, so instead of fried chicken fried steak, I'm doing the fried fish.
Well, I guess, you know, the healthy protein in that fish is probably better than just French fries or onion rings. So
can I ask you?
That's good.
Sure. Because it's helpful for me to see an example. Like, what's your next three meals going to be? Obviously, you've got that blender bottle smoothie there, which is how you're so buff. That's probably a protein shake or something like that. You look good.
Yeah, I start each morning with a little bit of protein. I don't like to fill myself up, so protein works. I get the protein, but it's low in calories. My second meal is probably going to be like a healthy salad, you know, a salad, again, with some protein. Sometimes I'll do some goat cheese, or if I have chicken on hand, I'll do that. And then for dinner, I like to keep it light. You know, I don't want to have a ton of food in my system while I'm sleeping because I want to be able to digest. So again, I'll do another, some greens and some protein. Something like chicken, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. Or, you know, something that just has a little bit of everything
there. Great. Easy. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, again, you don't have to copy my routine, but yeah, I think you want to focus on, you know, mostly eating a healthy vegetable-driven diet, things that grow from the ground. You know, you don't want to eat processed stuff out of a box. Generally, if it's from a box, it's not very healthy. So you want to have leafy greens. You want to have fresh fruits.
I'm writing this all down. Thank you.
Ideally, those meats are not fried. You know, if you take a steak and you chicken fry it, it's obviously going to be less healthy. Same goes for the fish.
I'm writing this all down. Yeah, I won't be doing fish if I do this because I hate the taste of fish.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe you just got to find a new, healthier flow because it sounds like you're really punishing yourself with the fish thing. If you never like to eat it, you shouldn't force yourself to eat it.
I love the fried stuff. Sorry. I took a couple more shots while you were doing that whole spiel, but I wrote that down.
I don't know if this is really even allowed. I don't know if I'm allowed to keep seeing you if you're going to keep drinking during the meeting.
Well, that works out in a sense because it means we can kind of pivot to the running and chatting kind of thing.
All right. You know what? I've never done this before, but I'm going to log off. All right. Have a great day. Good luck. I need you to find a doctor who you respect enough.
I respect you so much. I want to go on a run with you and talk to you.
I think you love me. I don't think you respect me. I think you're infatuated with me, but I don't think you've listened almost the whole day.
Well, it comes out how he sees himself. Mr. God Complex, you are like Ex Machina, aren't you? You think you're just God here and you can control everyone.
Listen, I went to Stanford, okay? I know everything, okay? I know everything and I'm rich and I play the market. I got into Bitcoin at $2.
I knew it.
That's how smart I am. I'm smart across the board.
That's awesome, dude. I knew we were the same. You are just...
No, we're not the same. You suck. You hate yourself and you're mean and you don't listen and you cannot take advice from someone who's trying to help you. You are losing it, man. You are losing it.
It looks to me like you're looking at your image on the screen, not mine. I kind of saw your eyes move.
I'm going to pull your hair out.
That's how you got bald like Ex Machina.
All right. Thank you for trying today. I don't think this is going to work out. QA people, not my fault.
Okay, doctor. So that was the quality assurance video we reviewed, and obviously we'd like to speak with you about it.
Mm-hmm. He was tough, wasn't he?
Well, you lost your mind a bit there. And we'd like to patch you through with a telehealth doctor so you can kind of talk to somebody about some of this stuff.
Oh, I don't think I need that. I think, you know, you can hand me whatever sort of disciplinary action you see fit, but I don't really need to see a doctor. I am a doctor. I went to Stanford. I got into Bitcoin at $2.
See. It is the weekly check-in where me and my partner in gamble go over our bets of the week, and it is March Madness, baby, so it is the college edition. I am, of course, Susan B. Carl, and I am here with my partner in dough,
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Clifton Bifton.
Clifton Bifton, how you doing, Clifton?
I'm doing pretty good because none of my bets have lost yet.
That's a really, you are an ace, because you go to a lot of college basketball games.
Yes, I see every game every season. I see every game every season, and that's true.
And so what's happening is you are traveling to a game, and then you will have all the other games kind of portrayed around you in your seat, right?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen that, you know, like those ghost hunting shows where the camera's attached to their face?
Yeah, yeah.
I have that, but with several screens, so that everywhere I go, I have all the games in front of me. Excuse me, my own voice kills me.
Well, as always, we've lit our cigars to celebrate the season of March Madness.
That's right, and these are not Cubans. No. What are they?
They are South Dakota. So this is these are from South Dakota, where
I think there's tobacco in here.
That's right. This is tobacco grown in the fertile grounds of South Dakota, which we have got a deal. You can hear it when the ad comes up, of course. But
yes,
you always have to support Cohiba asterisk from South Dakota.
That's right, Cohiba asterisk from South Dakota. Some of the, not smoothest, but cigars you'll ever smoke.
They are some of the cigars you'll ever smoke.
Thank you so much for that kind sponsorship. We really appreciate your patronage. And everybody listening at home, smoke a smooth one because it is time to gamble.
That's right. And like you said, Clifton Bifton, we are early into the first day of March Madness. Providence won. Michigan won. You had both of them winning. You had $3,000 on that game. Paid you out about $4,500 on a plus 200. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm riding high.
Yeah.
When your first two games of the tournament win, you got to feel like I'm gutting all of them.
You play with house money now.
I'm 100% so far, and I'm sure I'll lose one. But I just can't feel it yet.
Forgive the metaphor, but you got a blowjob before even going into prom. Your prom night's great no matter how it ends now.
And folks at home, you're probably tired of us using this analogy. I know we use it every day, but I've been blown before I went home. That's right, folks. It's a good day so far, and I'm really stoked. Now, you put everything you had on both those games, unfortunately, and lost.
It's an early big loss for me, and I was just absolutely certain that our boys from South Dakota State, home of cigars, were going to pull through, and they just couldn't make it out against Providence, and that is, I bet a little too much against Providence because, as we all know, that's where my son decided to go to school, across the country from me.
Right.
And so I think I had a little bit of subconscious resentment from that.
Well, and people talk about betting the farm, and usually they mean it metaphorically.
I bet the farm. Sadly, Nana Wilson passed 4 months ago.
That is sad.
And
I'm sure she'd be proud of what you did with the with the bequeathment.
Happily, she bequeathed me a farm. Sadly, I bet the farm. And
but that was just one of the farms on the line today.
That's,
I mean,
right.
That's the thing with March Madness. Mm-hmm. You have 2 days in a row with hundreds, maybe thousands of opportunities for betting. So right now I'm up and I'm looking at the weird ones. I'm looking at the prop bets.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the players' bets. And I'm looking at these guys who are unproven. Some of these guys you've never even seen. Well, I have. I've seen every game. But some of these guys most people haven't even seen.
That's
because
right.
These are college players who do not have TV games.
And the big bet that you're going is this young kid from one of the 16 seeds. You have him getting 72 rebounds.
It'll be a first.
It'll be a first. But you saw him play and you said, okay, yeah. Look, this kid can play.
Well, I saw him live and he had 12 points and 12 rebounds, but they were dominant.
Yeah.
They were dominant.
And so you're extrapolating from that.
That's right. I got a guy who's going up against a TCU player. I have good intel that their center is hurt.
Okay.
And they're going to play their shortest guy at center. So I'm predicting the opposite team to get 72 rebounds.
Now, we can't really talk about this intel, But your brother, of course, worked for the TCU athletic department.
That's right. And he'll do knee jobs. He'll do knee jobs if I really have a big bet coming out. He'll do knee jobs kind of like a Gooloolie. He'll knock someone's knee out.
We shouldn't say it on the air, but he absolutely has knee jobs. Well, because we were underwater with one of our bets. This was TCU, Texas Tech, 4 years ago. And we needed the whole starting five for Texas Tech to go out.
Yeah. You may have saw the Netflix documentary.
Yes.
Knee jobs.
Knee jobs.
How do they keep happening all at once?
Now, the documentary is an unsolved mystery. So we'll delete this part of the podcast because we really can't have this information getting out because we'll lose our knee job guy, your brother.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thanks, brother. We love you.
Hey there, brother. Now, one of my favorite parts of March Madness is it is the only time of the year you and I will break our no kielbasa rule. Because our mutual doctor said to each of us separately, you got to start watching out. You got to, you know.
Kielbasa specifically.
There's too much kielbasa going on.
Well, I don't know how it happened with you, but I got an x-ray. Mm-hmm. And my doctor said, your bones look great, but there is far too much kielbasa, not just in your stomach, but in your system. Mm-mm. I had kielbasa in my stomach. I had it in my esophagus. I had it in the stomach lining. I had it in the intestine, large and small.
Oh, my God.
Which if you stretch my intestines out all the way, they will cross the country. If you stretched out all the kielbasa in my body, they would cross the country twice.
That's right. You've got two Americas, and we're including Alaska and Hawaii, of kielbasa inside of you. Your body cannot seem to pass the kielbasa.
That's right. Now, one thing I wanted to go back to about the knee jobs, I'm really hoping to send my brother over to Russia and have him knee job Putin.
All right. We don't get political on this podcast.
Not enough.
But in the past 20 or so days, we have been talking pretty extensively about trying to find somebody to Gooloolie Putin and get him out of there, because this is really freaking us out. It's almost hard to talk about gambling anymore.
It really is. It's really hard to talk about gambling, which is my first love, when I know that Putin's walking around on two strong knees.
And we have now sent, I will say, RIP to my mechanic, who tried to infiltrate Putin's inner circle.
One of the best guys I've ever known.
An amazing guy.
Because all we had to do was ask.
Yes. And he was with us. He said, I'd love to be the guy who Gooloolies Putin. And then maybe the word, instead of Gooloolie, now it'll be Gabonjo, which is my mechanic.
Well, which was your mechanic. Now, yes. Gabonjo's, unfortunately, is closing. Luckily, he bequeathed you the business, and we have a lock bet that we have bet the mechanic house on.
Yes. So, to Mrs. Wendy Gabonjo, our thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family in this dark, tough time.
But we are going to cut you in on the winnings.
Yes.
You get a sweet 10% of the profits.
That's right. So if Gabonjo's doesn't get lost, which is the hope, obviously, is we want to keep Gabonjo's, then we will give you 10% of all the money that comes in with Gabonjo's. And we, of course, gambled with the franchise owner of the Del Taco across the street. So it's a Del Taco up against the Gabonjo's.
And this is interesting because not only do we have a bet with the house, with the Vegas house, but we're also betting the guy across the street from us. So it's a three-way bet between, it's a Dell's deal.
It's a Dell's deal, so you can get this is the Dell deal of the week.
Not to be confused with the Adele deal of the week.
No, that's right. That comes at the end of the episode, as we all know. But the Adele deal of the week is the Arkansas Razorbacks forfeiting before the game starts. If they do, we get a Del Taco, we get to keep Gabonjo's, and we get $450 from Las Vegas.
Vegas is a pretty small partner in this bet. It's mostly a one-to-one local bet, which a lot of people don't know about their local betting market. Everybody knows about the Vegas odds, the national odds, excuse me. But not enough people bet local.
That's absolutely right. We really recommend that you get into a local bet because a lot of people say, hey, I don't have the money in my account to bet on how you guys bet. We say, talk to somebody around you. What do they have that you want? What do you have that they want? Mm-hmm. Make that bet. You like their dog? I don't know. Maybe you've got a cat that you're willing to
That's
give
right.
up. Or Yeah, maybe you get a three-way with the neighbor's cat or something like that.
And a lot of people think that we were born into this gambling money. A lot of people think we've been gambling since the beginning. But for me, I remember my first bet.
Yeah, talk about that. That's a beautiful memory.
It is a beautiful memory. I had just bought a foot-long Subway sandwich and only eaten 6 inches.
Right.
So I had 6 inches of sandwich that would either fill my belly later or what else could this be good for?
Hmm.
So I figured this is a commodity. I could probably bet this,
yes.
Turn it into another foot long, and then it's like I never ate anything.
And then you had 6 inches, you get a foot, now you've had a foot and a half of sandwich.
That's right.
For the price of one sandwich.
That's right. Well, so I walked back into Subway. They said, there's no way we're going to bet half of a sandwich you just paid us for a future sandwich from us. We wouldn't have any use for the half a sandwich. So I went across the street, and I bet a Carl's Jr., for my half sandwich for a crisp-cut fry, a soda, and a double Western bacon cheeseburger.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it won. It won. So then I had a big lunch. I had a Subway sandwich, and I had a full meal from Carl's. I got the half sandwich still. So now I'm betting this half sandwich around town. And I'll tell you what, it was off to the races from there.
I love this story, and I've never been able to figure out what the bet is that you made with Carl Jr. You're just saying, I bet that this is a sandwich and you have a meal here. What's the gamble?
The gamble is next color car that comes through the drive-thru. I, of course, bet black. Black came through.
That's amazing.
Free meal.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, we do have to take a water break real quick here.
Sponsored by water, almost.
From the beautiful rivers of South Dakota, downstream of the cigar factory, we have some of the almostest water that you can get these days. It's not boxed water. This water comes in a bucket, and it is almost fully H2O.
Yes, this is 80% water, 20% asterisk.
Yes, this is H2O asterisk, folks. Now, you can get this at our website. Enter code ALMOST. And you get a 10% off discount, which you can then double down the discount on our website. If the water doesn't taste like water to you, #almost, then you get your money back.
That's right. That's right. Everything on our website technically is available for wager.
Yes. My first gamble, prom night.
Uh-huh.
I bet my prom suit, and I was being funny, so I wore like a 70s pimp suit.
Hilarious.
Really funny. Really funny.
You were that funny guy in high school, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't have a date, but I was hilarious at prom, which I think is more important.
Some of the funniest guys rarely have dates. I found that to be really true.
Absolutely.
Some of the best gamblers rarely have dates.
Because they're one and the same, being funny, gambling. It's about understanding people and understanding what's unusual and being ahead of the game.
Awesome. So, you gambled your suit.
And I said, okay. There is absolutely no way that Brad. Forgive me, Brad. This was Brad Smith. I don't know how I forgot his name. It is so simple. But I bet he was a lock for prom king.
Oh God, we know the type.
We know the
broad
type.
Shouldered, broad tall, shouldered, thick chin.
All of the above. This guy was. The shoulders of Cena, the chin of Leno, the hair of Ham. And I mean John Ham, not a pig. And just gorgeous. And I said, he can't win. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
And so I started kind of doing whispers around, you know, and I started to judge the bet. And I said, I actually heard that the trench coat kid is going to win prom.
Well, sometimes you got to go with the long shot.
The king, yeah. It's going to be trench coat kid. And so I still bet Brad, but everyone was hearing whispers about trench coat kid.
Genius.
Brad wins. Trench coat kid got his hopes up so high.
Oh, my God.
He ends up going home, stealing every kid's cat in town.
And let me guess, you had a backside bet placed on that?
There's a backside bet that he would be going to prison, and he went that night. So here I am, winning because he lost Prom King.
Amazing.
We, by the way, the cats all ended up totally fine. Two escaped. They were found later.
Good.
But he was setting up kind of some sort of Abu Ghraib for cats. They caught him before it got too weird. Which I'm glad about. And they
found- and hey, listen, I get what you mean by Abu Ghraib for cats. There's no more necessary explanation.
It was in the news at the time, Abu Ghraib. And so he kind of knew what was going on. So he did Abu Ghraib for cats. But anyway, from then on, I was just hooked about the gamble because the gamble is exciting.
Yeah.
But it was the manipulation that was really nice, reading people. And from then on, you know, that's right after that is when Doyle Brunson took me under his wing.
Oh, my God. The cowboy king. That guy could win a poker hand with 10-4 and his hands tied behind his back.
That's so. Absolutely. I played him once blindfolded, hand behind his back. He couldn't even look at his cards. He still swept the table.
Oh, God. Well, let me guess. He got you to fold.
I folded pocket aces.
God!
Doyle Brunson
got him again.
And so, of course, we love Doyle here on the pod. Everyone, we've read his book 5, 6, 7, 8 times. That's my Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you look like Jesus. I'll read your book. Yeah. I've always said it. I've always said that. That's why I'm a big Russell Brand fan right now.
Yes, he looks like the second coming, doesn't he? And he's got a lot to say.
I'll tell you what, once he got his own platform, he really started speaking freely.
Mm-hmm, because Brand X was close. I love Brand X on the FX network.
Yes, it's filmed in a tiny room. None of the audience wanted to be there, and no one in America is sure why we know this guy.
It was that interesting era of FX where they gave Russell Brand and Kamau Bell shows, and everyone was like, where is the personality? What's going on here?
What happened to the laughs? For two comedians, these shows are pretty dry and informational.
Remember, The Daily Show was still funny, is what people were saying.
The thing people forget about The Daily Show is it worked because it's a joke.
They said, let's take away the humor and let's just turn up the smugness. And, but anyway, Brand now does his direct videos from bed wearing his little loose
He's
legs.
Pretty much the new Rogan.
You're absolutely right about
Speaking
that.
Speaking of... Thank you to our sponsor, Rogaine.
Yes.
For every gambler's needs, Rogaine.
One thing you don't have to bet on is that you'll look better if you have hair.
There's no lock like having hair.
Well, speaking of, really quick, because we just got to get back to this, I can't get my mind off of it. I do want to send my thoughts and prayers out to my bagger.
I love this segment. Store.
It is thoughts and prayers.
Well, this is where we show that we're real salt of the earth, guys.
Yes.
We're not just high on the hog gamblers. We're not speculators. We're part of a community.
Mm-hmm. So my bagger, Vance.
His name is Vance. I mean, which is funny on its own. That's why he's your bagger, not everybody else there.
That's exactly right. I pick Vance because of that, excuse me. And unfortunately, he made a few bad bets with me as a middleman. And
that's
he
tough.
He's deep in the hole right now.
That's
he is
tough.
He's working graveyard shifts. He's working 18-hour days. He's working double overtime.
At the grave.
Just to catch it. Yes, he's doing the graveyard shift, double overtime, at the grave. So he's burying.
He's burying all night.
All night. As we all know, at the funeral, they put in the coffin, but not with the actual body in it, mm-hmm. just in case, you know, the guy's still alive or whatever. They want to make sure. Then a gravedigger has to dig the grave up, mm-hmm. take the coffin out, put the real body in,
right.
take out the fake body.
Right. And of course, he has to make the video with the corpse that the funeral home sends out, the yes. funny videos.
Yes, because you do either funny corpse videos or proof videos. Well, it started as proof videos.
Of course.
People said, I want proof that my husband's, dad's, mom's corpse is in there. And mm-hmm. so I said, okay. And then it started getting competitive because there were so many people making corpse videos that some of them started doing funny ones.
Well, one, you can advertise on these videos. Mm-hmm. Whatever gets the most clicks is going to win.
Yes.
So these funny corpse videos have gotten huge.
Yeah, and you know, for me, as a funny person, the funny course videos don't work for me as much as the more dramatic ones, the more experimental ones.
Yeah.
Those are nice and surprising.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one just the other day where, unfortunately, a young man was hit by a bus.
Mm.
And so the whole video was this guy's life if he hadn't been hit by a bus. And so he was being puppeted around, you know, as if the bus hit had never happened.
Kind of an It's a Wonderful Life situation.
Yeah.
What a beautiful film.
Very experimental. Yeah, yeah. Great film. But anyway, to Bagger Vance, I'm so sorry. Those bets you made through me have absolutely crippled your life. And this leads me to the lock of the week. If you're Bagger Vance or anyone out there who is really in the hole, you need one big bet that is huge odds, but we know it's going to pay off.
Right.
This week's lock of the week, Joe Biden will get COVID by Monday. We have
Wow, that's a good lock.
It's a lock of the week. It's at plus 25,000 right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. But, wow, so that's good odds. You put in $10, you could win, what is that, $2,500, $25,000?
Yeah, for every 100 you put in, you make 25K. So if you just put 10 in, you would be making 2.5.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to put a lot of money in on this thing because the odds are fantastic.
Yes, and the thing is, he has to test positive by Monday, so he'll have to have contracted it a few days ago. And we have an insider there in the Biden administration.
Oh, my God. And this is your sister.
Yeah, this is my sister.
Right.
Kamala Harris, who is my sister.
Right. You know, and she's going to slip him the COVID.
Well, yeah, she's a little in the hole, so yeah, she's going to...
We'll keep this part off the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got my hand up on the other side of the...
Yeah, me too. They can't see us. They can't hear us.
So anyway, my lock of the week, President Joe Biden, COVID positive.
Wow. That is a really interesting lock, and I'm going to ride with you.
Let's ride.
Now, I have a lock of the week that is March Madness based, okay?
That's better.
Coach Krzyzewski,
yes.
The Duke coach.
Last coach.
Betting every cent we have that you will not see his teeth throughout the whole tournament. The guy does not smile. Even when he yells, his mouth is about as big as a marble. And we're not talking the slammer marble. We're talking the tiny ones. You know what I mean?
Don't get it confused out there, folks. So this is a great bet. No Coach K teeth. All March Madness. We got to go a month and a half. So this means even what if he, you know, sneezes or something like that? You're saying his mouth is so small we're not going to see
his anything. Mouth is sewn shut, and he's about ready to retire. So he's already sad.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to see his teeth all year. But if we do, of course, that means it's going to be a long summer.
Yes. If Krzyzewski's teeth show themselves, that's 6 extra weeks of basketball.
That's right, baby. And I listen, as a betting man, of course, I'm going to take the lock.
Oh, yeah.
But as a human being, I would love to have more basketball this year.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great bet, and I'm going to double down on that. I'm going to say that is not only my lock of the week, that is my guaranteed backup. If you lose this bet, I will pay you the money you
lose. Wow. And that's the best part of the pod, folks. We guarantee your bets. Asterisk, no, we don't.
And that's a big asterisk. Check the website for all rules and regulations on the asterisks. We guarantee your bets. No, we don't. Now, this is also a social time of the year. A lot of times,
of course,
gambling, you do it on your own, you do it at home. We like to go into the sports books and just chat with the guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of the best guys you ever meet are sitting in a sports book. They'll go to Vegas for 3 days, and they'll be in one room the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching big TVs, you're screaming with other guys, and your wife... Who knows where she is?
Now, this is leads us into our next segment. Where is our wife this week?
Where in the world is either of our wives?
Now, I have gotten a photo from my wife's perspective of where she is.
I love these.
So I have to use the context clues of the photos to figure out where my
wife can see
is.
What she's seeing, but you can't see her.
Yes.
And sometimes she's tricked you because she didn't actually take the photo.
Now, that's the big trick there. Sometimes it's what she's seeing, but she's not taking the photo.
Right.
Maybe the photo's being taken by my You know, my sister, who my wife spends a lot of time with, or her mother, who she's with.
And sometimes she'll take a picture of a beautiful landscape. You're saying, okay, that's the beach. We're staying at this hotel. She's probably outside in front of the beach.
That's right.
But sometimes she'll take a cryptic one. She'll take a picture of her toes, and it's near a manhole. I don't know where she is.
I have no idea.
I got to go check all the manholes in town. Those are harder to bet on.
Yeah, so I've told my wife we need something more location specific. Mm-hmm. The manhole one, obviously.
But she likes to have fun. I mean, she knows how smart you are. She's not just going to spoon feed you. She's going to give you crumbs.
She will. Obviously, you know, when we had to go tour the Cigar Asterisk factory in South Dakota.
Yes.
She sent me a picture.
Cohiba Asterisk. Almost Cigars.
Well, she sent me a picture right in front of the Four Presidents Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call that?
Yeah, the Four Presidents Mountain, Rushmore.
Yes. And so
you are talking about that Four Presidents Mountain.
It's the one in South Dakota, and it's let's see, it's Morgan Freeman. It's Kevin Kline,
the guy from Richie Rich.
And then it's, let's see, who is the fourth president on
who
there?
Is that? Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford,
from Air Force One.
Yeah. So it's, and it's a, you know, some people would say it's more of a hill, it's a mountain. And four big presidents.
Yeah.
So anyway, my wife sent a picture from there. But this week's Where in the World is Either of Our Wives is a photo of, it looks like my, we'll put it on the website. It looks like my wife is in a movie theater because I'm seeing popcorn.
Yep.
And I am seeing, of course, Robert Pattinson as the Batman in the background.
Okay, so we can assume she's seeing Batman.
Now, from context clues, we got to figure out which theater this is. It doesn't look like she's reclined.
No, but I know she loves stadium seating. She's not going to sit in one of those old theaters.
No, no. She has a very bad back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's tough, you know. It's tough because...
Folks, if you're young, two things I need you to take care of.
Here we go.
Your mouth and your back. Death creeps in through the gums, and your back is the center of your body.
That's incredible advice.
Yeah.
I've never heard that from you, and I'm moved by it because...
Well, when I lost the back half of my teeth,
mm-hmm.
top and bottom, I lost 16 teeth.
Yeah.
Four on each quadrant in the back.
Yeah.
The doctor said, if you never brush back there, and I said, I only brush the front because that's all that people see.
And
pearly whites.
Your front teeth are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at that.
Pearly whites up front and completely disintegrated, never touched teeth in the back.
And then because you're trying to protect your front teeth, you chew mostly with the back.
Yeah, well, now I'm gumming it. Now I'm gumming it. So anyway, take care of your mouth, take care of your back, and where the heck is your wife?
And that's the question. So the last we talked, my wife was going to visit my son in Providence.
Okay.
I said I won't. It's too far away. The plane flight is miserable. Airports are scary. I don't want to bring COVID to my
He made
son.
The choice to go there. Why do you have to travel there? Isn't he going to come home?
It's and it's, why don't you ever come visit me? That's me saying to him, you know.
Yeah.
I hear I'm so lonely in the house here.
Right, and surely you'd pay for him to come out, right? He doesn't have to do it on his own dime.
Depending on my winnings that month, I'd be interested in it. But, you know, he's 18 now.
His job.
He was able to find a way to pay for college.
He was able to find a way to move away.
So why can't he find his flight back?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I got to pay for that.
Exactly.
So he can pay to leave me, but I got to pay to bring him back.
Jesus
no
Christ.
Fucking way. He's majoring, by the way. He wants to be a cop, which sucks.
Jeez. That does suck.
It really sucks. He's really interested in law enforcement.
If you want to be a cop at 18, what happened?
There is nothing more upsetting than a young Republican.
What's the deal? You've only ever, I don't know, read the paper? What, have you ever lived in the world?
Well, I know one thing, you're white. right? I mean...
To everybody from my high school... Sorry. You're all weird.
But it's absolutely insane to be passionately positive about George W. Bush at the age of 16. What could you get out of that?
Well, at least his dad did the Gulf War. I guess you're thinking of those good times.
You don't hate Saddam that much. Your dad or someone does. You don't care.
How could you know? You're stupid in school. Anywho, your son is ungrateful.
It looks like
we've got to find your wife.
Yes. So all guesses are welcome. And if you can also find her new phone number, she is now texting me from different burner phones. So I would love
She's really having fun with this.
She's having a blast as where in the world is your wife.
Well, my bet is she's either at the United Artist, because that's a nice theater.
Really?
It's the one we've always been going to. It's sort of classic for all of us, I think. All of our families have been going there.
Yeah, for a long time.
But she could be at the New Century. There's a New Century Theater that's pretty nice, too. Yeah. We don't have as many memories there.
Yes, that's the thing. If she likes the Century more, she says they play less previews, and the seats are more comfortable. But all our memories are at the UA.
Yeah.
I mean, the UA is where we saw Deep Impact.
Oh, my God. That impact went deep.
It really did. I mean, from the... For moment one, when lights are up at young Elijah Wood at the observatory in Arizona, and you're saying, what's going to happen?
Totally. I'm saying, and I do say that at the beginning of every movie.
Loudly.
What's going to happen?
Very loudly. And well, and so this brings us to, please help me find my wife, but this brings us to our movie gamble of the week.
Yes.
Because we do gamble on film plots. We gamble on...
We gamble on plots. We gamble on box office. We gamble on haircut.
We do gamble on haircut. Which...
I lost a lot of money in The Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah.
The very beginning, both characters have to cut and dye both of their hair.
That really...
I thought, there's no way in this movie about espionage somebody is going to change their look.
When Julia Stiles went into that bathroom with that hair dye... the whole theater heard you go, oh, fuck.
Oh, what's going to happen? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But, hey, it taught me my lesson.
That's
Matt
right.
Damon is never going to make a movie where his hair stays the same the whole time.
It's never happened. It almost happened in Downsizing, and that was a bit of a... what's it called? A caveat. Because he didn't cut his hair.
I thought I won. I sent it into Vegas. They go, that hair was technically shortened.
Yes, they made him his hair smaller when he shrank, technically. And that really was a...
Screwed me. I lost a lot of bets on downsizing.
Yeah, downsizing.
I bet that the vodka bottle would stay the same size. It got huge.
That's a terrible bet.
I bet that...
We're really against that bet. Just leave that bet alone if you don't want to bet on...
I thought I had the movie pegged. Yeah. It turns out I was pegged by the movie.
You sure were. Well, do you remember Ocean's 12?
Oh, my God.
My bet was they're going to trick everyone, and it's just going to be Ocean's 11. They're going to show the same exact movie again.
Your bet was there's going to be 11 guys in Ocean's 12.
Yeah. I said the 12 is like maybe time related.
Right.
Or...
It's Ocean's 11, but it's a sequel, so they had to put a 2 in there.
Yeah, they just had to change their words.
Classic. I'll tell you what really fucked me. Ocean's 8.
Oh, my God.
Ocean's 8. They subtracted 4?
Ocean's 8 was a tough tax year for us. They subtracted 4. We said it would still be 11. And we said, all men.
All men. Even after seeing the trailer, I thought for sure those were going to be Mission Impossible style face pulls.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Hey, the whole movie, you're sitting there, when's the face pull going to happen?
When's Mindy Kaling going to pull off her face and show that she's, you know, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, and everyone said, well, it's not going to happen. Bernie Mac is unfortunately not with us anymore. And you said they could CGI him back in.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So this week we've gambled on some of the movies in theaters right now. We've got Dog, the touching tale of Channing Tatum and a German Shepherd war veteran.
That's right.
Who can neither of them can be tamed, and yet they find some sort of love and comfort in each other.
My big bet in this movie is the dog bites Channing.
Uh-huh.
And it's a comedic point. It's a comedic point. He bites him right on the arm, and he says, not me.
Yeah.
I'm the one guy who likes you.
And... I was with you with a lot of this bet. I said, hey, I love saying he bites Channing. I think that you're going so specific on the dialogue afterwards.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know if he will say, not me, I'm the one who likes you, because that is such on-the-nose dialogue.
But I know dialogue.
You do. You do. I mean, we are talking to the writer of Pixar. Was it Pixar? No. It was...
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks is...
a monster's butt, which never yes. got made.
Yeah, what's a fan fiction? It's a, you know, you've seen Monsters, Inc., yeah. you've seen Monsters University, which were Pixar.
Right.
But I pitched that we do a DreamWorks one called Monsters Butt.
And it was inspired by Deep Impact, where you said, well, Armageddon, Deep Impact.
The impact Monsters is so Inc., deep.
Monsters Butt.
Yes.
Deep Butt.
Deep Butt. I thought it was going to be Butt Zowski.
Yes,
was the
Mike
main character.
Wazowski.
Yep, yep, yep. Turns out I was sued.
Yes.
For even writing the thing. I think they got a little threatened with how good it was.
Billy Crystal sued you for libel.
It's not the first time Crystal sued my ass. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big comedy guy as far as watching it all. I thought Crystal was a lawyer before I even knew he did comedy. I've been sued by Crystal 10 times.
You got sued by Billy Crystal at a Clippers game.
Yes.
That was because you said you had the same seats, and so you sat on Billy Crystal.
Yes, I got sued by Billy Crystal at Katz's Delicatessen.
That's right, of course.
And I'll tell you what, the sound I let out was a lot like what Meg Ryan did.
It was the same thing. Yeah, you can't sue for just someone having an orgasm near you. That's not suable.
I kept my clothes on. Bill,
you got sued by Billy Crystal for My Giant, right?
Because, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking around on stilts and I confused him a little bit, and he sued me for emotional distress.
Emotional distress because he thought you were George Burisson.
Yeah.
So, I do want to say fuck Billy Crystal.
Fuck Billy Crystal.
Nothing but an enemy of the podcast.
That's right.
That being said, you make a City Slickers 3, I will be the first person to buy it.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven if we get City Slickers 3.
Get the guys back together. I'm talking Stern. I'm talking Lovitz. I'm talking Jack Palance from Beyond the Grave.
And it could be a Curly's Gold again. I don't care.
Same movie. Do the Oceans. That's what I'll be betting on.
The one thing I require, Billy in a Mets hat. Billy in a Mets hat in the West.
I want.
That's what we want to see.
Billy in the West. A fish out of water, especially with technology now.
Yes.
It's things have moved so fast.
Oh,
how is
God.
This guy going to be able to handle not having a cell phone with
hilarious.
Him? Really funny.
Old Jew in the country. Hilarious.
Really funny. So our big bet of the our movie bet number one is dog bites Tatum. Tatum says, don't bite me. I'm your friend. And how much are you putting on that?
Well, I'm putting on $1,000.
All right, that's great. And I will be betting, of course, I will say RIP to my cousin Jimmy, but I'll be betting Jimmy's farm on this one.
RIP, Jimmy. Thank you for the bequeathal.
Thank you, Jimmy. And we are so sorry you could not get Putin, but we appreciate the effort, Jimmy. We really do.
We really do.
Eventually, one of us is going to have to go out there. We're trusting some of the people that
I
have
so.
A little more experience, maybe military and stuff. You and I have none, but someone's going to have to take this.
Of course not. We are technically, and this is just technically, draft dodgers.
Yeah, on a technicality, I would say, because we both got drafted. Oh, well, we both signed up for the Marines for free college.
Yes.
And then when they called us in for ROTC, we bailed. And we went to college first, which you could do at the time. They changed the law because
right,
of us. We
right.
took the free college. And they said, all right, time to do your
well,
service.
And they were also mad at us because we took the free room and board, but we didn't take any of the classes.
We didn't take any of the classes. We lived on campus and started a gambling ring, which was how we met.
Yeah.
Was we started a light gambling ring at the place where Marines go to school.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even remember.
I mean,
I think we gambled the name. Away wasn't that what it was?
That's right. Yeah. So we went to what is now known as Bilzerian University.
That's right. But it was at one time some sort of Marine name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but anyway. So and then of course when the Iraq War started kind of getting deeper.
Whole new can of worms.
That was when we realized we really wanted to live in Mexico.
Yeah, no reason.
No.
We just figured it was time to go south.
We wanted to learn Spanish.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it, immersive.
Yeah, and so we spent, I think, 8 years there. And then,
well, yeah, this isn't about why we dodged the draft. This is a gambling pod, and I got to be honest, we got some games to get back to.
Yes, we do.
So we hope you liked all the tips we gave you. We hope you bet the farm, you double down, you do it all. But we got to get back to watch this March Madness.
That's right. Now, this episode comes out on Monday. So this is our Back to the Future. So you'll hear a bet we made, and we'll see how it pays off on Monday. You'll know when this came out whether it won or not.
That's right.
So, we are hoping that here's the bet that we made, was that Charles Barkley would call one of the games by himself.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be hilarious.
Right.
And so that's what we're hoping for. We got...
Let's see. It would be a first. It would be a first for any announcer to do the games just alone. But if we think anyone can do it, we think it would be Chuck.
It's Big Chuck. We love you out there, Chuck. Keep up the good work.
And then another side bet we have is how many commercials is Chuck going to be in throughout the whole tournament?
That's right. We have it now on 420.
That's the over-under, 420. Yeah.
So we said over. Right?
Over, yeah, yeah. 421 or more.
Yeah.
So feel free to take those bets. Feel free to just watch and see what our track record is. But I think it's safe to say you can trust us.
I did just see Barkley in the background of one of those Arms of an Angel SPCA. I think he was just like visiting and they caught him in the background. So I don't know if that counts for one.
That guy is always around a camera.
He really is.
He knows how to find his light and his lens.
Sure. Yeah, good for him. Which we do not do as well. We like the microphone.
That's right. Well, to all you gamblers at home and all you gamblers abroad, thank you so much for listening, and happy betting to you.
Happy betting to you.